Where I live, of course, on the Queanbeyan River, we have wonderful wildlife all around us, and wombats, platypus, so we have a mob of roos that live next to the house, and it's a wonderful bird migratory route. But this is a wonderful facility because it brings together in one place a lot of unique species, a lot of beautiful fauna that obviously would be a wonderful opportunity for visitors to get a proper appreciation of just what our fantastic landscape has to offer.
And today was opening the new reptile enclosure, and Potterea Palace has been through a number of developments over the last couple of years. The future operation of a place like this, what do you see for the future?
Well, I really do think that it has huge potential. We're trying to boost our tourism industry in here, and obviously with the cruise liners and the potential that we have there to get more of that traffic, particularly if we can develop the Port of Eden as we hope to, and also promote the Bundian Way. If we can get more interest generated around that, then obviously people will want to come to Potterea Palace as well as another asset, another string to the bow of our tourism attractions here, but also a wonderful educational asset as well. I'd encourage all of the schools around the area to make sure they bring their kids here, as well as to the Bornder Environmental Education Centre. We have to understand that this is actually what I'm all about in terms of our climate change agenda. We need to be able to save these sorts of species that would be threatened by catastrophic climate change.
So integration with the tourism development strategies is obviously pretty important to Potterea Palace then.
Oh, very much so. I think where we've been trying to go with all of our councils and our new Regional Development Australia groups is to have a regional strategy so that we don't just try and do things all as single councils or single areas, that we have to have a regional approach, make sure we're promoting ourselves as a region, and that's really starting to happen now.
As a not-for-profit organisation, does a place like this have any other access for support from government?
Certainly there's some great opportunities, I think, with our new Clean Energy Future package, because we've got some biodiversity programs under there. There's $1 billion. There's going to be more money, of course, offered to the natural resource managers in the region. So there's some opportunities there. There's also a community information package that people can bid against in relation to promoting awareness and education of climate change issues and their impacts on the environment. So there's a few possibilities there that could be applied for, but I'd love to really pay tribute today to Alexandra Seddon and what she's done in supporting this place, and the other people who have put so much passion and voluntary labour into making it the success that it is.